problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
In general, exercise is a good thing. And when you exercise properly, you usually get hot and sweaty, so you lose some body water and get a tiny bit dehydrated. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Some people think that they can guzzle down plain water to rehydrate. But other people reckon the exact opposite. They believe that plain water can flush away essential electrolytes out of their bodies and make things worse. So they think that they should take a sports drink. Now, neither of these beliefs is entirely true. Yes, dehydration can kill you, and indeed, each year, about 2 million children under the age of 5 years die from dehydration brought on by infectious diarrhea. In these severe cases, water alone cannot rehydrate you. You need water with the right amounts and types of sugars and salts added. Now, this was known about 2,500 years ago by the great Indian physician and surgeon Sushruta. He was wise. He was skilled in nose and eye surgery, and he was the first known person to describe leprosy and operate on bladder stones. And he also recommended that infectious diarrhea be treated by drinking not plain water, but rather a mixture of rice water, carrot soup, and coconut juice. It was only as recently as the 1950s that Western physiologists realized that there are two quite separate mechanisms for absorbing water from your gut into your bloodstream. An active mechanism as well as a passive mechanism. Now, the active pathway can shift 10 to 100 times more water than the passive one. It needs both glucose and sodium to work, and it uses these chemicals to drag the water out of your gut into your body. By the 1960s, this led to the first modern use of oral rehydration therapy, which is just some carefully measured salts and sugars that you dissolve in water. Out in the field, away from a hospital, a sachet of various carbohydrates and salts is added to 200 mils of clean drinking water, and is simply drunk by the sick person. Oral rehydration therapy was now being used to treat previously fatal dehydration. And it was a far cheaper and far more easily deliverable treatment than intravenous fluids. Now, this is the research background which led to the development of the now popular sports drinks. One of the very first sports drinks was Gatorade. It was invented in 1965 at the University of Florida to support the losing Florida Gators football team. The games lasted for hours, and the climate was both hot and humid, so the players sweated massively and did indeed suffer from mild dehydration. The rehydrating effects of the sugars and the salts in the Gatorade did help both the Florida Gators and later the Kansas City Chiefs to their respective victories. And so, some 40 years later, sports drinks are big business. And by the way, in the bottled drink trade, the sugars and salts are known as pixie dust or fairy dust. The sports scientists all agree that a little pixie dust does help water absorption. And they also agree that extreme athletes who sweat a lot each day thanks to several hours of hard exercise in a hot environment do need sugars to give them calories. And they do need electrolytes and water to replace the losses from heavy sweating. But they also agree that there is no way that pure water flushes away electrolytes. And they also agree that most people who exercise for less than an hour, don't need sports drinks. Indeed, a few months before the 2002 Boston Marathon, advertisements encouraged athletes to drink at least 1,200 mils per hour, or else, and I quote, "your performance could suffer," unquote. By a coincidence, sports scientists wrote a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine on that very marathon. Two-thirds of the 766 runners provided a blood sample at the end of the marathon. And of those, about 13% had drunk so much liquid, more than they had lost in sweating, breathing, etc., that they had actually gained weight and had diluted their blood sodium levels down to somewhat worrying levels. One competitor, a 28-year-old woman, actually died because her sodium levels were too low from drinking too much. A 2-hour competition tennis match takes much more water and electrolytes out of you than a 10-minute jog. So yes, rehydrate when you exercise, but not too much. Or else you'll risk watering down all your hard work.
What does it mean? Why is it so?